OKC was ready to run him out the gym.
Well, Jaylen, the minute he put the ball on the floor, they had a point guard on him who was defending him really hard.
Right. Steve Kerr said it.
Idea.
Wings are going to start guarding Quentin Post because he's a three-point shooter right now in his game. But he's not going down to the post, and that's great scouting by the other team.
Exactly, and that's where he needs to make the adjustment, and Steve needs to make the adjustment. I don't know where his back-to-the-basket game is, but when you have the size advantage, get down on the block, big man.
But again, patience.
No doubt.
This guy just came up. This guy's just not going to be a superstar. Everybody's been calling about Quentin Post, and he's a nice young man. But you know,
just be a role player.
People were still mad about him getting 8 minutes last time. He's like, are you trying to win the game, and what are you watching? What are you watching? Let's go to Jack in the city. Jack's been on hold for a while. Jack, I know you got a great take here. Good morning to you, Jack.
How you doing, guys? Good morning as well. Thanks for having me on. Great win last night. It's crazy to me how inconsistent this team is, though. Hopefully they can become more consistent as the year goes on. But I wanted to ask you guys your take and whether or not you think the Warriors are better off without Draymond. I mean, I think if you can, obviously, I don't know if this trade works out, but if you can swap him out for a guy like Vucevic, who can be a big man on the defensive end of the floor, space the floor on offense, and play Kuminga at the four, Wiggins at the three, you know, Moody at the two, and give, you know, Steph and all the boys some room to operate down low and just have the spacing be a little better. You know, Draymond is just so, you know, sometimes he hits threes, but he's just so inconsistent on the offensive end, and the spacing is not great with him and Kuminga on the floor. So I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on that. Thanks.
I would ask you before you hang up, like, doesn't it feel like we've been avoiding this topic for multiple years just as a fan base? It's Kuminga or Draymond. We've got to make a decision. If you're going to roll with Draymond, then probably Kuminga's not going to be able to flourish to his fullest potential or whatever you want that to be. Like, it's one or the other. I don't see them, you know, unless Draymond has a quote unquote change of his role and he becomes a role guy as opposed to a pillar guy, because now he's a pillar guy. I think it's going to be really difficult to get Steve Kerr to come off of Draymond being viewed as a pillar guy. And I get it. He's won a lot of championships with him. He's one of their all-time most important players to his coaching legacy. But they have to make a decision. And you got an extension for Kuminga coming up. And so to me, I don't think they can coexist. I understand there are certain lineups where they'll be able to overlap. I'm talking big picture. They've got to plant their flag in one direction or the other. You were talking about Andrew Wiggins, Bonte. And it's a great point. I think if I polled a lot of Warrior fans, I think the bulk of them would say, I would do what I can to keep Wiggins. And Draymond would be the one that I would package in a deal to get something back. But I also think we're smart enough to realize Wiggins is the more desirable piece league-wide, and most teams probably don't want Draymond. So we keep reverting back to putting Wiggins into the trade cycle when it should probably be Draymond, but we also know that that feels unrealistic.
Well,
and that would signal from the organization a big change in philosophy.
Well, I've been fighting back the Wiggins situation because you need those type of players in today's NBA. So I've been fighting back on that because I don't know what the package you get for Andrew Wiggins, and I just don't want to trade him. I think he's a good dude. This locker room loves him. The guys are smiling left and right. No, Lord knows what the hell he went through the last 2 years with the father being sick. That weighed a lot on him. He's got a tight-knit family. You don't ever hear Andrew Wiggins going out. Whenever he's on a road trip, from what I hear, he goes in his room, plays video games, wears the same sweatsuit all the damn time. He doesn't want to be out and about. He's chilling. He's got his family. He's got his fiance. He's got his daughters. He doesn't want to, you know, he's low maintenance. And in the league full of egos and high maintenance guys, having a guy who is low maintenance is a godsend for your basketball team. No ego whatsoever. You don't have to worry about Andrew Wiggins. So I don't want to trade him at all. I really don't. When it comes to Draymond Green, are they better without Draymond Green? It's hard to say, because Draymond Green does so much for this team, right? But I'm just looking at the numbers here. And just from a basketball standpoint, since the Warriors started 12-3, since they started 12-3, Draymond Green has played 19 games from that point after starting 12-3. He's played 19 games from that point.
Okay.
27.5 minutes, just 29.5% from the three-point line. 8 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. And he's shooting 39% from the floor. So offensively, you're not getting the efficient numbers from Draymond Green. Defensively, I think there's been a little bit of a slippage, and maybe that's due to injuries or whatnot. But he's also shooting just 58% from the free throw line. So on this team that is struggling offensively, you need to find some offense. And that's where Draymond Green, where I harp on the last few years, is you got to be more aggressive offensively. But and if the shot's not rolling early, then you still have to be aggressive, because within the context of the offense, you kill spacing. When you pass up a great shot and try to go from great to good, sometimes you go great to poor, you know, because the shot that you have available is the best shot you're going to get within that possession. So when we're talking about just basketball right now, since the Warriors started 12-3, there's no doubt Andrew Wiggins has been the better player for this team and a more important player. So what do you do with Draymond Green when he comes back? There may be a reserve role. There may be a role in which he plays 25 minutes. I have no idea. But from a basketball standpoint, and the way you open up the floor and space the floor, Andrew Wiggins right now, to me, is the more important player for this basketball team.
We've been begging him to shoot more or be more aggressive or square up to the hoop for many years. I have a hard time thinking at 34 years old he's going to change. You know,
well, he was aggressive early on, and he needs to continue that. Steph has talked about it. Kerr's talked about it ad nauseum here. And if he can't, then I don't know.
Look,
I don't know what you do.
I think most NBA fans, forget Warrior fans, like Wiggins or Draymond, who are you banking on the next couple of years? Like, most are going to bank on Wiggs.
I don't know if they are. And I don't know if you could say that with full confidence a month ago, 6 weeks ago.
In the NBA?
Yeah. NBA fans?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just in the Warriors bubble, because I know how Warrior fans have talked about Andrew Wiggins. They talk about Andrew Wiggins like he's just a bum. I'm just laughing like, what? I see the same fan, but we're not gonna go there. But I don't know, man. I don't know what the fans think half the time, to be honest with you. I'm lost when it comes to that stuff. I get lost.
I don't know what they appreciate.
I don't know what they don't appreciate anymore. It's a day-to-day operation. When it comes to the fan base.
The way I look at this is pretty clear. I think he always looks at it pretty straightforward. And the straightforward thing is, hey, a wing player like Wiggins, we like him. We like him a lot. And nobody wants to get rid of anything. They want to get something for nothing. But if you have to, most people are saying, yeah, Wiggins is the guy that you're putting into the trade machine, because we realize that Draymond's not as desirable as Wiggins on the open market. That's why I'm coming back to, I think majority of NBA people would say that Wiggins is the guy they're banking on over the next couple of years.
Let's go to Oscar in Stockton. We get to Corey and Uncle Gene, of course. Oscar, what's up, man?
Man, you guys, you know what? You have my spirits going good all morning, Bonte. What you were saying, we got to embrace our champions more. And we was talking about the Warriors. I do not want to talk about Draymond Green. I was just telling my wife, watch this day. We don't have to talk about Draymond. Let's talk about what was on the floor and winning. That's what I want to talk about. Well, I want to talk about the way Kevon Looney was out there balling. And one thing I've seen with Steve Kerr, he coached his butt off. And like the other caller said, when we started off winning, we started playing with a lot of players. As you noticed, we had injuries. We stopped. We started playing with 8 players, 9 players. We have to start playing with more players like we did, especially with the younger generation. Because as you notice, like Shasky said, with the energy, the older guys don't always have it. But the younger guys have that energy with the other young guys. And that's what they are doing, getting confidence. We have to keep playing like that and stop. And Bonte, I love what you saying. You keep on defending Wiggins. We cannot trade Wiggins. We cannot trade Kuminga. On the open market, everybody you guys talking about, Zach LaVine, Jimmy Butler, man, these cats is over the hill. And one thing I know about Joe Lacob, he didn't get that $9 billion for being dumb. That $9 billion came for being smart. I love the Warriors organization, and we're going to stand still on the trade, and we're going to let it play out. Kuminga is not here, and when Draymond get back, I know the Draymond hate is real, but Draymond is going to help the team out, man. And Kuminga, man. The Warriors are going to be a good team, man. Keep the love.
Thanks for the call, Oscar. Draymond's day to day. He may be back next week when they hit the road. Obviously, 2 more home games during this huge stretch here. It gets Phoenix Friday night, Orlando on Monday. You got a chance to get greedy and possibly improve to 6-3 before hitting the road. This is a long road trip coming up. And it actually lasts through the All-Star break when they open up the second half of the season in Sacramento. But Shasky, they got 2 more home games here, Phoenix and Orlando. They ain't go to Utah, Lakers on the back-to-back, Chicago, Milwaukee, Dallas, and then Houston. And by the time they play Dallas February 12th, Luka Doncic may be back. Then you got the Houston Rockets on the back end of a back-to-back right before the All-Star break, when all our minds are going to be on the All-Star break. They're going to be in H-Town taking on the Rockets, trying to improve on their season. So, again, it doesn't get any easier. They need all hands on deck. And we got to see a lineup consistently, something, before you get to the deadline. But, man, it's coming rapidly.
I don't think you're going to get a chance to see it. It looked like Draymond, you guys had a still shot of there's the camera, and it was people like warming up before the game. And it looked like Draymond was passing the ball, but he wasn't moving around. So I don't know. They said he resumed on-court, you know.
On-court activity, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know what that meant. Anyway, I'm just saying, like, what I saw on the pregame show, it looked like he was, like, throwing passes and stuff. I'm sure
he's starting
running.
To ramp it up. He's starting to ramp it up.
Yeah, so do you think he plays in the next 6 days?
Oh, yeah, I think he plays. He might play on Monday. He might play on Monday before traveling out to Utah. He might play. Now, what role will he have? I don't know. He may come back in the starting lineup. I don't know what Steve Kerr is going to do here with Draymond Green, but Warriors do win against Oklahoma City, a huge win. Start. 116-109. He might not. He came off the bench earlier this season, so who knows what the hell Steve Kerr is going to do.